Hi there, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green. I'd like to add my voice to the buzz out there, both in Tucson and the country, about recycling. The buzz started when China suddenly announced one day that they would no longer be the dumping ground for the millions of tons of plastic that Americans consume every year. It's a problem. Plastic is a problem no matter how you look at it. When it comes to the impact on our health and the health of the planet, it's a big problem. The fact of the matter is that lots of plastic ends up in our landfills anyway, and that a significant percentage of what people recycle never make it to the recycling plant because of contamination issues. So our challenges as a community continue, and then they got bigger with the China announcement. So what could possibly be the good news with all of this? Is there really a silver lining, an opportunity for all of us? I really and truly and passionately believe there is. It gives us all the opportunity to remind ourselves that the first R is indeed reduce. Yes, we should be proud of ourselves if we are those people that conscientiously recycle. But let's all think about how we make a deeper cut to get to the real root of the problem, overconsumption. Real change, positive change happens for the planet and in turn for our benefit when we reduce our consumption. We really do consume close to 500 million straws every day. We buy and consume single-use plastic like water bottles and plastic bags and baggies without even giving it a thought. And as a country, more than any country in the world, we are the big consumers of plastic. Now we all have to get together and try to break that habit. We used to take our reusable bags to the grocery store, and maybe the biggest change we can make is to not leave home without our reusable bottles. There are lots of upsides to that one. You can save lots of money not buying single-use plastic bottles. Second, you could be contributing to your good health, not just the health of the planet, because there is more and more research showing up that says teeny tiny microbeads are leaching into our food supplies and getting into our bodies, and who knows where that path will take us. And last but not least, another big upside is that by committing to reducing our plastic consumption, we consume less petroleum, because plastic is indeed a petroleum byproduct. We save energy that goes into the manufacturing, packaging, and transportation of those single-use plastics. And if we don't consume them, they won't end up lining our streets, blowing in our trees. And most importantly, the plastic we don't use has no chance of ending up in our wonderful oceans, rivers, and streams. Doesn't that make you happy and inspired and want to shake things up in our world if you haven't already? It does me. And that's all she wrote. Past episodes of this program can be heard on kxci.org on the Mrs. Green's World page. And if you want to know more about just what Mrs. Green is up to, come visit us at mrsgreensworld.com, because together we can do great things for the planet.